I'm speaking here with John Hassel with Agritain, and John, it's good to see you again. I would first, just so that people know, tell me what you do for Agritain.
Well, I work as the manager of research and agronomic development. I work with researchers to put on research trials to show the effectiveness and efficiency of using Agritain treatments. I also work as an ambassador to the company, going around the world talking about Agritain and giving presentations on it.
Well, I understand that you've been involved in some new research. I think that's what we always want to know, is what's new. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, there are two that I want to talk to you about. The first one is work done by Fred Belo at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, where he has a project he calls the emission trials. He takes five components looking at Mosaic's micro essentials, our Super U product, stacked genes, population counts, and fungicides. And what he does is he puts that out in one trial and replicates it, and then the trial next to it, he will omit one of those five components. And then the next trial next to that, he'll add the component he omitted and omit a different one. Then he goes and looks at no components at all, just a grower standard practice. Then he comes back and adds one component, like Mosaic's micro essentials. So he's got it down now after 3 years, three sites across Illinois, that he can tell you what each of those components will allow as far as yield. And when we look at micro essentials and our Super U product, we're talking about 14 bushels per product, per component. So 28 bushels off two components. Well, the second project I wanted to talk to you about was one out in Hermiston, Oregon, that looks at fertilizer under a center pivot system. For a long time, it's been thought that when you turn that center pivot on and water rolls over that urea, that you don't have any loss. Well, Don Hornbeck at Oregon State University at Hermiston has done a study for us, and he looked at 1/10, 2/10, 5/10, and an inch of irrigation water. And what he found out is that the standard grower practice in the Pacific Northwest is not using enough water. That if they use 2/10 of an inch during irrigation, they can lose up to 60% of their nitrogen. Or they can use Agritain-treated urea and minimize that loss to keep it about 7 or 8%. And, you know, a lot of farmers out there cannot afford to put 5/10 of an inch down that he found was a requirement to move urea in because of water rights allocations and other issues. So if they're putting down 2/10 of an inch on each pass, then they need to use that Agritain treatment. And that's what he showed. More efficiency for the farmer. If we're going to continue to feed this growing consumptive population of 260,000 people born every 24 hours, we've got to optimize our nitrogen that we're using, not reduce, but make sure that we're using it more efficiently.
So how can growers or whoever might want to get this information, are you making this available where we can find it, or who should they talk to?
Well, they can talk to me at our company, or they can talk to our regional reps. We have regional reps all over the country. And it's real easy to go to our website and find out where the rep is located. And our website is just www.agritain.com.
Well, thank you very much. That's what's new with Agritain here at Ag Media Summit, speaking with John Hassel. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.